In this video, we look at church witness and civil recognition. A Christian wedding officiant often stands at the meeting point of several realities. There is the couple's covenant before God. There is the church's witness to Christian marriage. There is the family and community gathered to recognize the vows. There is also the civil responsibility required by the state. These realities are connected, but they are not the same. The church witnesses to marriage as a covenant before God. The state recognizes marriage in civil life. The family and community publicly acknowledge that this bride and groom are now husband and wife. The officiant helps lead the ceremony with spiritual clarity and civil responsibility. Confusion begins when these roles are mixed up. The state does not define Christian marriage for the church. The church does not ignore civil responsibilities. The family does not control the theological meaning of the wedding. The couple does not privately invent marriage. The officiant does not become the owner of the ceremony. Christ is Lord. Scripture gives the meaning. The bride and groom enter covenant. The church witnesses. The state may recognize. The officiant serves with integrity. This is why the Christian wedding officiant must be both spiritually grounded and practically responsible. A couple may say, "We want a Christian ceremony, but we are not worried about the marriage license yet." That is a problem. A Christian officiant should not casually perform a ceremony that appears to solemnize a marriage while ignoring civil requirements. That can create confusion, harm, or even legal consequences. Another couple may say, "We already did the paperwork, so this ceremony is just symbolic." That also requires care. The officiant may explain, "The civil paperwork may already be completed, but this ceremony can still serve as a public Christian covenant witness before God and your community." The key is clarity. What is happening spiritually? What is happening legally? What is happening publicly? What is happening pastorally? A ministry sciences observer notices when people are confusing these layers. Sometimes the couple thinks the ceremony is just a romantic symbol. Sometimes the family thinks the church ceremony is the only thing that matters. Sometimes the couple thinks civil law creates marriage's deepest meaning. Sometimes the officiant is unclear about their role. The wise officiant slows down and clarifies. Christian philosophy helps us here. Marriage has a social aspect because it is publicly recognized. It has a juridical aspect because law, consent, accountability, and truthfulness matter. It has a lingual aspect because vows and declarations shape public meaning. It has a faith aspect because marriage is lived before God. None of these should erase the others. Church witness and civil recognition should not be enemies. When properly ordered, they can work together. The church witnesses to God's design. Civil recognition provides public order and legal clarity. The officiant must honor both without confusing them. For the one wedding officiant, the lesson is simple. Know your role, understand the requirements, and do not pretend civil details are unimportant. For the ordained wedding officiant, build a consistent process. Ask about the license early. Explain Christian marriage clearly. Keep records wisely. For the church staff minister, connect wedding policies to both doctrine and responsible practice. For the chaplain, follow institutional policy while preserving covenant meaning. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, help the couple understand that relationship readiness, spiritual readiness, and legal readiness are related but distinct. The Christian wedding officiant serves best when the ceremony is spiritually faithful, publicly clear, and civilly responsible.